Friar to the Fire, Chapter 8. Now, Melinda, you go apart and be collecting up the kindling.
Oh, Ma, why must I always be called upon to get the kindling? I'm always getting it, and I'm busy swinging on this here swing Dom made for me.
For a fact, why can't Big Tom or Big Jeff be getting it for you? I had been sitting and swinging away, enjoying myself when Ma called. When I showed no real interest in responding quick-like as I should, her Melinda became more definite, and I jumped off my swing and ran to her like a bolt of lightning for sure. Now, my mom heard how I had spoken to my Ma, and being one to speak her piece and hearing good for someone her years, she called me apart and quiet-like set me straight about the entire matter in one big hurry. Lindy, she said, and I perked to listen, because for her to call me Lindy was special between my mom and me. Yes, mom, she then told me an important lesson, one I'm thinking is worth repeating. Lindy, darling, the weather be chilling our bones, and we be needing a fire to be hot and roaring, don't you be thinking, child? Knowing personally I like to be snuggly and warm and not cold and miserable, I told her she was sure right about that. She then said, Lindy, let me tell you about the kindling and nesting.
Nesting, mom?
Yes, Lindy, nesting. For you see, child, a log can hardly catch fire less than it's bed in a nest of kindling. See, the small wood catches the fire first, and then as it gets hotter, the big log catches and begins a burning. It's kind of like a new Christian just coming to the Lord, Lindy. They need to be nesting with an older Christian to keep their flame from dying and causing them to grow cold toward God. God's Holy Spirit ignites the flame in a new believer's heart, but our enemy Satan, by doubt and confusion, tries to put that there fire out. So if there's a new believing feller or gal, then someone in Christian love needs to be nesting them in their heart and spirit. They then are making certain the fire keeps roaring by being their spiritual kindling. Do you see, Lindy, why this can be important? What do you think will happen to these here babies in the Lord without their helping? Feeling real sad about the matter by now, I told my mom, I'm a-thinking their fire would be died without a spiritual kindling, and that's a terrible happening. Seeing that I was starting to get the point to her teaching, my mom told me that prior to any fire, natural or spiritual, there sure needed to be a nest for their log before the fire can be expected to get a roaring. Oh, she was telling me how the one doing the nesting felt mighty good about listening to God. She said our spiritual kindling was reading the Bible, praying all the time, keeping the faith, giving thanks for all things, and caring about others. We should support and encourage folks during hard times and be loving them, even the bad and unruly. These are the things that keeps fire going for sure and ways to keep the old devil away. He can't stand to be about when folks are doing good things for one another. I'm here to tell you, by this time, I'm sure knowing about this kindling and how powerful it is, if it's for fireplaces or Christians. I ran to my Ma, and I told her how sorry I was about being mean and stubborn. She smiled and said, "My mom told you about the nesting, didn't she, child?" I nodded, and because I felt a bit amount better about my fetching, I ran to search for scraps of wood, knowing I was helping my family to keep warm. I knew then that I was going to be looking for someone I could personally be nesting right soon.